Life Science Reading, Thursday, April 9th. Final Digestion and Absorption, page 390. Have you ever been part of a huge crowd attending a concert or sports event? Barriers and passageways often guide people in the right direction. Ticket takers make sure that only those with tickets get in and that they enter in an orderly fashion. In some ways, the stomach can be thought of as the ticket taker of the digestive system. Once the food has been changed into a thick liquid, the stomach releases a little liquid at a time into the next part of the digestive system. This slow, smooth passage of food through the digestive system ensures that digestion and absorption take place smoothly. Next section, the small intestine. After the thick liquid leaves the stomach, it enters the small intestine. The small intestine is the part of the digestive system where most of the chemical digestion takes place. If you look back at figure 9, you may wonder how the small intestine got its name. After all, at about 6 meters, longer than many full-sized cars, it makes up two-thirds of the length of the digestive system. The small intestine was named for its small diameter. It is about 2 to 3 centimeters wide, which is about half the diameter of the large intestine. When food reaches the small intestine, it has already been mechanically digested into a thick liquid, but chemical digestion has just begun. Although starches and proteins have been partially broken down, fats haven't been digested at all. Almost all chemical digestion and absorption of nutrients takes place in the small intestine. The small intestine is bustling with chemical activity. As the liquid moves into the small intestine, it mixes with enzymes and secretions. The enzymes and secretions are produced in 3 different organs: the small intestine, the liver, and the pancreas. The liver and the pancreas deliver their substances to the small intestine through small tubes. Next section, the role of the liver. The liver is located in the upper portion of the abdomen. It is the largest and heaviest organ inside the body. You can think of the liver as an extremely busy chemical factory that plays a role in many body processes. For example, the liver breaks down medicines and other substances, and it helps eliminate nitrogen from the body. As part of the digestive system, the liver produces bile, a substance that breaks up fat particles into smaller ones. Bile flows from the liver into the gallbladder, the organ that stores bile. After you eat, bile passes through a tube from the gallbladder into the small intestine. Bile is not an enzyme. It does not chemically digest foods. It does, however, physically break up large fat particles into smaller fat droplets. You can compare the action of bile on fats with the action of soap on a greasy frying pan. Soap physically breaks up the grease into small droplets that can mix with the soapy water and be washed away. Bile mixes with the fats in food to form small fat droplets. The droplets can then be chemically broken down by enzymes produced in the pancreas. Next section, help from the pancreas. The pancreas is a triangular organ that lies between the stomach and the first part of the small intestine. Like the liver, the pancreas fulfills functions in many body processes. As part of the digestive system, the pancreas produces enzymes that flow into the small intestine. These enzymes help break down starches, proteins, and fats. The digestive enzymes produced by the pancreas and other organs do not break down all food substances, however. Recall that fiber in food isn't broken down. Instead, fiber thickens the liquid material in the intestine. This thickening makes it easier for peristalsis to push the material forward. Next section, absorption in the small intestine. After chemical digestion takes place, the small nutrient molecules are ready to be absorbed by the body. The structure of the small intestine makes it well suited for the function of absorption. The lining of the small intestine looks bumpy. Millions of tiny finger-shaped structures called villi cover the surface. The villi absorb nutrient molecules. Notice that tiny blood vessels run through the center of each villus. Nutrient molecules pass from cells on the surface of a villus into blood vessels. The blood carries the nutrients throughout the body for use by body cells. The presence of villi increases the surface area of the small intestine. If all of the villi were laid out flat, the total surface area of the small intestine would be about as large as a tennis court. This greatly increased surface enables digested food to be absorbed faster than if the walls of the small intestine were smooth. Next section, the large intestine. By the time material reaches the end of the small intestine, most nutrients have been absorbed. The remaining material moves from the small intestine into the large intestine. The large intestine is the last section of the digestive system. It is about 1.5 meters long, about as long as the average bathtub. As you can see in figure 16, the large intestine is shaped somewhat like a horseshoe. It runs up the right side of the abdomen, across the upper abdomen, and then down the left-hand side. The large intestine contains bacteria that feed on the material passing through. These bacteria normally do not cause disease. In fact, they are helpful because they make certain vitamins, including vitamin K. The material entering the large intestine contains water and undigested food, such as fiber. As the material moves through the large intestine, water is absorbed into the bloodstream. The remaining material is readied for elimination from the body. The large intestine ends in a short section called the rectum. Here, waste material is compressed into a solid form. This waste material is eliminated from the body through the anus, a muscular opening at the end of the rectum. That is the end of the reading.